This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. It's The Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and we're talking about, guess what, sports on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I transition now. I wanted to make a quick point about the Penguins that I think is interesting, and I heard Josh Rountree talking about this yesterday, and now I'm interested in it, so I'll kind of relay and provide what I think. Josh was talking about how, and I've said this before too, that the Penguins sometimes make decisions based on emotion that aren't necessarily good for them, and just continuing to reflect on their end of the season here, Jeff Carter retiring, you know, all the Jake Guentzel getting traded even, and the aftermath of that on the team. I'm just thinking, are the Penguins too emotional, and should any emotion be brought into this, into the game, when it is just a business? And Josh was talking about, which there's some parts I agree with and some parts I don't. That's why I wanted to just kind of talk about this morning too. Is that the Penguins did not really handle business as professionally as they could have after Jake Guentzel got traded. Now, in hindsight, if they win more games, they could have made a big push down the stretch and eventually, you know, secured one of those wild card spots. But when they traded him, they didn't know that. I think they were second to last in the wild card standings at that point when they traded him. So I think the mentality was a little different there for most of the team, and the perspective was that they weren't good enough, and then, I don't know, Crosby willed them or whatever happened that made them want to play well. Did happen, because then they came close. But they didn't know. And I do agree with the point that you know, you got to be professional all throughout. But also, I mean, there are some times, too, where players in sports have, like, cared about their teammates so much and that it inspired a solid run. Wilmer Flores of the Mets, speaking of them, since the Pirates just played them, was a big case in 2015 where there was rumors that he was going to be traded, and he was in tears because, you know, the Mets were the only team he ever played for, and a lot of his teammates seemed to be empathizing with him as well. And then he eventually didn't get traded, and that Mets team went on to participate in the 2015 World Series. So I think there are times where emotions and good team chemistry outweigh the idea of the just straight business aspect of sports. And Jake Guentzel, while he's not, you know, the best of the best that have ever played for the Pittsburgh Penguins, certainly a solid player and somebody that they cared about and somebody they didn't want to have to trade because they wanted to be good enough to make the playoffs and do it securely. So I'm with that point on some points. I do think the Penguins have made too many emotional decisions over a long period of time, but Jake Guentzel being traded and the team being, you know, visibly upset and shaken by that, I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. And again, hindsight is 20/20 in this case, but when they traded him and the way they were feeling, like they were perceived to not be in it very much at all. So I think there's a lot of hindsight that goes into that as well. The Penguins do need to make less emotional decisions as a front office moving forward, but also, I mean, as it relates to the players, I understand there's a level of professionalism that needs to be established and maintained, but also I understand where the emotions come in as well, and I understand why the Penguins were emotional at that time when he was traded. Fan weather, which is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. You can shop online at sunchevy.com today. High of 68, low of 51, 40% chance of rain. And then tomorrow, high of 57, low of 41. Partly cloudy skies expected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.